Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Media, featuring today interior design decadence with Katarina, interior design expert, international speaker, and entrepreneur. If you want to shortcut your journey and get interior design ideas from an open book, interior design expert Katarina is here for you. So stay tuned and feel decadent. Now let's begin our interior design journey together.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are across the globe. Welcome to Designer Decadence with Katarina Kapalaki. It's fabulous to have you all on and listening. And as always, if you'd like to call in, I'm here to answer any questions. And I'm all pumped to present the show to you today. And more pumped so because I have a very, very special show program for you today. We have an amazing guest coming on very, very soon to speak with you. His name is Nick Halleck. Nick now is a global wealth strategist. He's a best-selling author. He's an astronaut and obviously an entrepreneur. So Nick's all about helping you create wealth, whether it be through also property, whether it be through certain things that he'll discuss with you. So I won't give you too much information. I'll leave that up to him. But it's certainly a show to listen to right to the end. You will learn a lot. You will learn a lot about Nick and about how he operates and how he can assist you. So Nick, you know, is quite similar to me as well. We're very pumped, full of positive energy and out there to get our message across the globe to assist everybody, whether it's creating wealth through properties or fabulous styles for interior design or creating great spaces. Nick and I are very passionate about what we do. And we're here for you guys. So any questions, please feel free to call in and here to listen and here to assist. So he'll be coming on very shortly. So for those of you who are first listening to the show or those who don't know who I am, obviously my name is Katarina Kapalaki. I'm an interior designer, international speaker, presenter and entrepreneur. So I absolutely love helping people all across the globe to create the perfect space and to create wealth from their properties. So whether you're looking at finding out how to stage your property or how to flip your property wherever you are across the globe, obviously people say things a little bit differently. But if you're looking at preparing your home to sell, if you're looking at creating a fabulous space for you and your family to live in, this is what the show is all about. It's me to assist you, to guide you through what you can do. If you're looking at investing and making some extra, creating wealth, I should say some extra dollars because you can create some fabulous wealth through properties, that's why I'm here and that's what I'm about. So I thought instead of just, well, I shouldn't say just, obviously I do a lot of international speaking. I'm there to assist and teach people to do all of these things. I thought what a great thing to do would be to get across to many people on a fortnightly basis or on a bi-weekly basis and to help you and to give you the assistance that you need. If, you know, obviously sometimes you can't come across to my events or you can't come to the seminars. So this is another thing that I do to assist you. Another way you can find me as well and to read some articles at this stage is a fabulous magazine that I'm writing in. It is online. It is a free magazine. I've spoken about it before. It's called Lily Magazine. You can just simply go online to www.lifeandstyleonadime.com. I've written a fabulous article there for all of you, and it's called Staging Sells Home. So it's all about staging and what we just discussed. Now, for those of you who were on the last show or heard the replay of the show, that's exactly what we were talking about. It was about staging homes. It was about flipping homes. So however you want to call it, and it was basically creating wealth through your property, properties, how to maximize the equity in your property and what you can do from there on. So have a read of the article. It's there for you, and it is a free online magazine. There's a lot of other things in there as well. It's not just me. So there's fashion, there's a lot. So take some time and have a look. As I said, it's a great magazine, so it's all there for you. And I look forward to getting any feedback from you as well and any questions. So for any of you who'd like to call in to ask any questions and to have a chat, please feel free. You can always find me on the Designer Decadence Facebook page, which I've created for you listeners, to send in any photos, to send in any questions. If you have photos and you're not sure about what to do with a space or how to maximize space, or you know, any questions you may have in regards to your property, please feel free to send it through on the Facebook page which I've created. It's called Interior Design Decadence with Katerina Capolaki. Just click onto that, onto Facebook, and shoot your questions through, and I'm more than happy to help. So obviously, as I've mentioned before as well, having an interior designer on call, there is quite a fat fee, as I call it. So this is all for you. It's me doing this for you. There's no obviously fee, so please take advantage of it. Call in, send any messages through, and I'm here to help. Now, what I wanted to quickly mention as well, I've pumped up some seminars that I'm starting to, with my fabulous, fabulous team, we've prepared. Now, the next series, it's called Power Up Your Property Series. So we're really going to power up your properties, get some positive energy in there and get the ball rolling for you. Let's start helping you create some wealth within your properties. There are things that, as I've mentioned before, you can do on your own if you aren't able to get the contractors in or what have you. There are things you can do that can really rise the equity in your property. So we're starting that up. We're very proud. We're actually launching it here in Melbourne, Australia, on the 17th of September. We're running all the east coast of Australia, and then we're actually heading over to the US in December. So I'll have things posted. I'll keep you intact. I'll let you know of all of the information as we go, and also go into the Facebook that I have for you as well, and it'll have some information. So it'll be a Power Up Your Property Live series. So I'll be there, obviously, with my team and some fabulous, fabulous speakers. So come on in and have a listen, learn some things. Make sure you've got an open mind and start taking some notes. And we're all there. The team and myself are there to pump up what you're doing, pump up your property, power up your property, and get the ball rolling and get you creating some wealth. And some people may think, you know, what can I do within my property? Can I make that money? Can I create the wealth? As always, if you have a property, it's like a gold mine. You're sitting on gold. People don't realize this. So please come along, have a listen, and take some notes and go out there and implement what we'll be discussing. It's all about creating wealth for you. So I'll keep you informed of any more details. So Power Up Your Property, we're launching in Melbourne, Australia on the 17th of September, doing all of the east coast of Australia and then heading across to the US in December. So I look forward to seeing a lot of you either or, whichever country you'll be in. Then we'll be heading across to Europe. I don't have dates at this stage, but we will. Europe and Asia. I don't have dates at this stage, but I will keep you informed as we go as well. So it's all very exciting stuff, and it is all here. I am here for you. So any questions and things that you need to know, that's what we're all about. And it's just getting the message across and assisting more people. Because what I'm used to is, you know, not what I'm used to, what we were doing in the beginning, obviously, people booking consultations, we would assist them and create wealth that way. But hey, why not get the message out there? Why not speak to a lot of people at the same time, which is what we do at our events, which is obviously the radio magazine. And it's just making myself more accessible to a lot of the people out there, because why not create more wealth through your properties? That's what I want. I want people to live in beautiful... What my goal is, I want people to live in beautiful spaces. I want people to feel happy, whether it's in their workplace, whether it's in their home, whether it's, you know, whatever space you've created. Let me help you create a beautiful space. something you're happy with. Let's get some positive energy in there and start pumping that up for you. And then obviously from there we can start creating wealth for you as well. So whether you're an investor, whether you are looking at doing this in your own properties, that's why we're here and that's what it's all about. So let us help you create that and take you on a fabulous journey, one that I've been on, one that I'm sure Nick Halleck has been on many times as well, and a lot of other entrepreneurs that are out there. So let's just quickly go back before Nick comes on, and this is so exciting having Nick Halleck come on the show. He's actually been endorsed by Bob Proctor. Nick Halleck has, the amazing Bob Proctor, and a lot of others as well. So I'm feeling very privileged and very excited that he's coming on to the show today. And I know that you're going to get a lot out of listening to him. Now, he's also written a book called The Thrillionaire. He's written a few books. I shouldn't just say the one, but I'll quickly talk about The Thrillionaire. It's a fabulous, fabulous look. I only use the word fabulous. I know I use it a lot, but it is certainly a fabulous book. The Thrillionaire, he tells us about his journey through life. I won't give you too much info because I'd like him to touch on this book as well. So it's his journey through life, things that he's done, things that he's still doing, goals that he has in his life to accomplish as well, ways he's assisted people. It really gives you a buzz. This is an absolutely amazing book. I've read it through a few times, not just the once. I actually had it on our coffee table, as I have in our home, in our main home. I have, you know, interior design books and things like that that keep me happy. And I had this book on our coffee table, and my then 9-year-old son, he's now 10, picked up the book, and I saw him reading one Saturday afternoon just sitting there so quietly. And I'm thinking, why is, you know, my son, the oldest, because there are two, I'm thinking, why is he so quiet? What's he doing? Obviously, you know, us parents think, you know, if they're that quiet, something's happening. So I had a look around and I'm seeing, you know, watching him sitting on the couch, on the sofa and reading a book. I thought, well, this is great to see. And I walk over and I see him, he's halfway through Nick Halleck's book, The Thrillionaire, reading through it. And I said to him, Zachary, you know, it's time for lunch. Let's get organized for lunch. And he said, Mum, I just can't put the book down. Now, this is from a 9-year-old boy at the time. He's now 10, and as I mentioned, a 9-year-old boy is so enthused into this book. It's not just, obviously, for adults, but it's for anybody. The way this book has been written, it's absolutely amazing. It takes you through Nick's journey from a child, from his childhood. So my son, by the end of the evening, he couldn't literally put the book down. I sort of had to get him away to make him eat something and what have you, but he would not put the book down. It was great to see. And obviously my other son now, who's 8, has started reading. You know, he's not going to get through the whole book within 2 days as the other, but he's so into reading this book as well. So what my children have done now as well is they've written goals of what they want to accomplish in life and what they want to do and how they're going to go about it. So just reading this book, it's certainly changed their mindset at a very, very young age. So I'm quite proud of them, and I thank Nick Halleck again for writing this fabulous book. It's something that people need to get out there and read. It certainly helps to change your mindset and to get you into that entrepreneurial mindset as well and way of thinking. So, you know, you can access this book anywhere. If you'd like, you can always go down to the local library and borrow the book. I can guarantee you that once you borrow it and read it, you will then want to go and purchase a copy. It's amazing. So I'm very excited. Nick will be coming on very, very soon, and he can talk to you a little bit about that as well. So any questions, as I mentioned to you, please feel free to call in onto the show. I look forward to answering any questions, and I look forward to hearing from you and assisting you in any way I can. Now, we've pretty much touched on what we're going to be talking about today. The next, I'll keep you posted on the next few shows that we'll be running, that we'll be doing as well. I look forward to all of you being on air and listening and sending anything across. If there's something that you'd like me to discuss, which, you know, whether I'll be doing it or not at this stage, please feel free to send me messages via the Facebook page that I've created for you, and just send me anything. You know, you may want to know about colours. You may, you know, things we'll be touching on anyway. You may be expecting a baby, for example. So it's not just about creating wealth. We could be discussing, you know, what colours should I be using in the baby's, in a newborn room? What colours are going to affect him or her? We're looking at, you know, just some examples. So anything you need to know, send them through, and I'm happy to go ahead and do that. I'll be doing a special show on kitchens and bathrooms very, very soon. So coming into renovation period here in Australia especially, but, I mean, it's an all-year thing that we're doing, that people are renovating. We'll be doing a kitchen and bathroom special as well. Now, guys, this is so exciting for me. I finally have Nick Halleck on, so I'm going to introduce him now. I've spoken a lot about him the past 15 minutes that I've had. It's very exciting for me. I've obviously met him in person. He's a fabulous person. I want you all to listen carefully to what Nick will be saying, and please go and implement things that he'll be talking about. So, Nick, if you're on in the queue now, I'd love to have you on, and I'd love to welcome you to Designer Decadence.
Thank you, Katarina. Thank you so much. How are you?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Doing good.
Fabulous to have you on.
I'm doing really good, actually. I'm on tour right now, and it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you and your audience.
Thank you very much. On my behalf as well. So, Nick, I'd love to hear a little bit about what you're doing at the moment, if there's something you'd like to inform our listeners of what you're doing, and obviously tell them a little bit about you and the fabulous things you've been doing. So I'll leave it to you at the moment, and I'll be here to interact with you as well. So
definitely. Well, I'm a thrillionaire. That is basically an individual who desires to catapult and supercharge his life at the highest level. But what I also do is I emotionally inspire, and I also financially inspire individuals worldwide. You know, I do events in about 17 countries around the world. And for me, it's all about my legacy. It's all about my body of work and just inspiring individuals. Anybody with a pulse, anybody who truly believes they are different, and anybody who has actually sensed the disturbances in the fabric of human society and want to basically live life on their own terms and draft a screenplay to their life and, you know, live a life of magnificence. So basically that is what I do, and I absolutely love doing what I'm doing, Katarina.
Absolutely, and I can see that. Sorry to interrupt you, Nick, but I see that when I see you perform, when I see you present on stage live, you really show your passion. People are just, they sit there with their mouth wide open and their eyes wide open just listening to you, and you certainly capture people, and absolutely amazing. It shows how much of a passion you have, as I have a passion to get my message across and to assist people in many ways, you know, interior design and creating wealth through properties. You're as passionate and more as well. So that's why we're quite privileged, and this is why I wanted to have you as my first special guest on my radio show. So
definitely,
fantastic.
And very much appreciate it.
I look forward to hearing more.
You know, and Katarina, it is all about passion, because you've got to be passionate about in relation to what you do. You've got to have that pulse in relation to, like, changing
absolutely
the paradigm and the manifestation of your life kind of thing. So for me, it's all about teaching people how to basically monetize their passion, you know, find their drive, what puts a smile on their face, and simply create a career out of that, as opposed to just simply having a job of necessity, doing whatever it takes in order to survive. So it's all about monetizing your passion and then basically going out there in the world and inspiring individuals and creating a movement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're touring at the moment, you mentioned?
Yeah, I'm on tour right now. And I'm just coming for a tour in San Diego with Bob Proctor, Les Brown. It was an amazing event. It was all very much personal development laced. And from there, I flew to Singapore to speak. And then I'm just finishing up a tour here in Australia. And I'm on my way to London tonight. And then I've got a VIP mastermind event in Chiang Mai in Thailand. And then off to Phuket with some VIP clients, just to pretty much just, you know, plan out like a business model, but also like a lifestyle blueprint for the lunch and what have you too. Because what I love to do is just teaching people how to live that 7-minute workday or that 7-day mm-hmm. weekend lifestyle. And for me, that is what life represents. And to be able to travel and, you know, traverse the planet whilst also monetizing your life and going on paycation as opposed to vacation.
That's right. That's right. I love the words that you use. They're very inspiring. And if I can actually mention as well, the first time I heard you, you certainly, I can't say it enough, inspired me so much because things that I was doing and assisting people in interior design and creating wealth through properties, etc., you showed me how to take my business and to take, you know, businesses and what I was doing at the time to not just one level. You just blew me out. So basically everything you changed my mindset so much, and this was just listening to you once. This is why I say to people, wherever you can find Nick Halleck, you need to go and listen to Nick. You need to hear his message. You need to implement what he's telling you. You're literally the only speaker that I've heard, and I've heard a lot of speakers, and I've interacted with a lot of speakers who have such passion and such drive and really get right in there to actually change people's mindsets. So why I wanted to bring you on here today as well is to get your message out there, but also where can people find you? Where, you know, how do they get onto your database basically so that they can find out where can I find Nick? You know, will he be in India next month?
Yeah, definitely.
Month,
one of the easiest things, absolutely, definitely. And one thing I love to do, and I'm, you know, I have a lot of individuals that I liaise with on social media networks, and I actually respond to people's comments when they send me private messages and whatever too. So I have various mm-hmm. websites out there. I mean, you can probably go to Nick Halleck Live, or you can go to thrillingairrevolution.com, or simply find me on Facebook. And like I said, you know, well, with you, Caterina, you know, we have great synergy kind of thing. So, you know, it's all about creating a tribe of a movement of like-minded individuals mm-hmm. who just really want to live life on their own terms kind of thing. So for me, I'm very, very humble, very down to earth. And, you know, if I can add...
Absolutely.
You know, if I can add intrinsic value to your life, then, you know, all the power to you kind of thing. So long as you pass on the baton of inspiration to the next generation, you know. Whether it's mm-hmm. yourself, a partner, or your kids, or your grandparents, just, you know, pass it on, you know, with love and absolute passion at all times.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. So for all of you listeners out there, so you heard Nick, where you can find him, go onto Facebook, go onto Nick Halleck Live, search where he'll be, wherever he's presenting or speaking, it's certainly worth your while. And I talked a little bit about Nick last show as well, and also this show, so where you can find Nick. So go in and have a look and see where he is. I've also mentioned to our listeners where to find your book. They must read The Thrillionaire. I was mentioning earlier, I don't know if you were on and listening at that stage, I was telling them about my son, one of my sons who was then 9. I had on our beautiful coffee table, I have, you know, the nicest, the best interiors of the world books and that sort of thing, interior design, what have you. And I had your book, The Thrillionaire, sitting on my coffee table. I was looking for my son. I thought, why is Zachary so quiet? I thought, you know, such a Greek-blooded little boy, he's probably out playing soccer or something. Where is he? The house was quiet. And I found him sitting on the sofa reading the book. And
wow.
He was, and I mentioned this to Victoria at one stage as well, but he was sitting there reading the book. I said, Zach, we need to get ready for lunch, you know. How about you put the book down? He said, Mum, I can't. He said, I really now need to sit down and plan my life. And I said, Zach, that's fantastic. You need to have a full stomach before you can do that. But he did,
wow.
And he's actually brought his younger brother, who's now 8, and they have these things on their walls, and it's just amazing. Whatever they read in the book, and my youngest, who's 8, has gone through read the book as well. So they have these things in their bedroom. They don't have, you know, rock star, I don't know, what other children, you know, what some children normally have. They
yeah.
have your name. They have their plans. They have their 10 goals. So whatever you did,
excellent.
Wrote in the
that's
book, literally, yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's something that a lot of people need to do.
Yeah, and it's great too. Like, I mean, you know, I felt like parents too, you know, like, I mean, you know, be your child's accountability coach and basically hold them accountable, you know, have them write their goals, have them script their life, because basically what they're doing is they're drafting a screenplay to their life, and they're going to be the actor, the producer, the director, all at the exact same time, and what they're going to do is they're going to basically live out their life. In other words, act out the script to their life, and by doing so, by default, what you're doing is you're anticipating and you're predicting your future. And it's a great metaphor in relation to, like, raising the ante, raising the bar in life, and just making a difference and understanding that, there is no limit. The sky is definitely not the limit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. And this is, so thank you. I thank you on their behalf as well, and I've certainly seen a change within their mindset, young entrepreneurs and the way they speak to people. It's amazing just from one book how their mindset's changed and how their way of thinking has changed. And it hasn't taken them out of childhood, because they're obviously, they live like children and they think like children, but they have this other mindset.
They've got to still live like kids. But where a lot of books go wrong is they don't identify or personalize with the different mannerisms and different characteristic traits of human emotions, you know what I mean? So an effective book is one that can basically pierce the different mentalities and different mannerisms of young children, because that's when they are most receptive. They're almost like a human sponge. So the sooner you get them and really implant the positive seeds and what have you, then as the parents keep the children accountable and become their filtering device, they can blossom through the adolescent phase. And by the time they reach into adulthood, they're really switched on and they've really solidified their foundation in relation to their mindset, their self-esteem, their belief system, and then simply, erecting and building and adding different streams of different multiple streams of income, which means they can also travel the planet and just be far more cosmopolitan and far more cultured and simply do the things they really love to do in their lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I so much agree on that. And that's, thankfully, and thanks to you as well in your book, that's the direction that sometimes parenthood isn't enough. Like, we're not going to talk too much about children now, but, we do our best and we take them down the road that that will be the best for them, that we think. But it's things like this that also we need to include in their lives. They need to learn about entrepreneurial things. They need to learn about, hence your book as well, and to read into it and to see other things that we can't always sit and explain to them, or we think, they're too young, they won't understand, or let's talk about entrepreneurship when they're, close to college or something. It's not like that. As you said, their mind is like a sponge and they can pick it up so soon, and that's why I was so surprised with my boys when the amount of information they absorbed and then went by themselves and implemented and started doing things.
And that's
a powerful
thing. The fact that they did it organically and they evolved into it as opposed to being coerced or under duress to do something. Because, when children can naturally and organically do something on their own and it's a good thing, then that you basically set the right benchmark for them, kind of thing. Because sometimes parents, they force their kids, and kids will be like rebellious, and they'll do the exact polar opposite kind of thing. But with children, give them a foundation to work with and allow them to find their way too, whilst embellishing and adding some further value to your children's life. That way, you can sort of orchestrate their life a lot more with a lot more subtleness, that is, And that's what direction is.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Nick, can I ask you, if you wouldn't mind, because obviously our show is about interior design and creating wealth through properties, I know that you have a lot of information and things. Are you able to share some tips or some things? How can people create wealth through properties? I mean, let's not, we don't have to include interior design, but what are some things people can do if they're looking at investing or purchasing properties and either selling them or renting them out or what have you.
Absolutely,
talk a little bit about that and give them some tips as well?
Well, you see, I made my first my first fortune was in property, I'm an astute, property investor, and I still invest every week. I'm acquiring properties. And what I do is this. I started off very early in the scene, and I sort of realized, well, there was two ways to make money. There was basically buying something established and brand new, or, for example, of a developer, or you can basically mm-hmm. buy something dilapidated and restore the value. And basically, I coined the phrase value factoring. In other words, when you value factor something, you're adding value. So whatever you do, and specifically with real estate, I mean, this is pretty much how I'm able to, like, raise the capital, the value of the property, and raise the equity by at least 35 to 40% within 30 days, is I add value. That is, I add life upon dilapidated properties or dilapidated real estate, and I restore them to the former glory. And, you know, I've got a method. I have a construction team, and I send the construction team in them, and we add the value. I raise the equity. Then I simply do, then I go leapfrogging into another property. Then I utilize the equity to harness that, mm-hmm. utilizing the bank's leverage to go out there and invest and generate 20 or 30% versus the borrowing cost of 5 or 6%. So for me, property, I have properties that are primarily for capital growth. I have other properties that are primarily for cash flow. And I also mm-hmm. have properties that are my private residence that I don't basically lease out, that I just basically have in the most exotic locations kind of thing. But I'm also a developer too at the exact same time, and I also build spec homes, predominantly in Hollywood Hills or around Coconut mm-hmm. Grove in Miami and Florida.
Fantastic. We're actually heading across to the States in December to, you know, we're launching, I don't know if you heard earlier, Power Up Your Property series with my fabulous team. We're launching it here in Melbourne in next month in September, and then heading across to the States in December. So, yeah, so you have properties, Hollywood Hills, and you're doing all of that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned, sorry.
My private residence is, I have a residence in the Greek Islands. I finished building a house in Morocco in a place called Sadia,
fabulous.
Which is basically a foreign enclave. And mm-hmm. I truly love that because it's a very Islamic design. You know what I mean? It's kind of like
yes.
The days of Alibaba, and it's like stepping back a thousand
yes.
years ago, where every guy walks around looking like Obi-Wan Kenobi. and you got the old Casbah kind of thing. And I love it. If you just want to lose yourself, I mean, it's an amazing place. I'm just building the other house now in the hills, and which is kind of like it's built on a 45-degree slope. It's actually 7 levels with 2 elevators. But, that's a spec home, and I'm going to be basically selling it to, like, a producer or a director or a lot of the actors.
Yes.
The address is on Hollywood Boulevard in the hills, and the most,
yes.
most amazing views of downtown L.A. But, I mean, the way I've designed it is I've also got a council-level infinity edge pool, and from the mezzanine office, you can see people above swimming. So it's actually transparent.
Oh,
it's pretty amazing design. But it's a very, very cool design. I've also designed I grew up watching the Jetsons, so that's why I'm an astronaut, right? So
Didn't we all grow up watching the Jetsons?
Yeah, so I was always captivated by the Jetsons elevator, which is that cylindrical tube. So I designed an elevator, and it's a glass tube, which takes you from the media room to the rooftop terrace, where I've got all this Moroccan-type seating. Like, I like that Moroccan-type vibe, right? And it's a cylindrical tube, which can accommodate 2 people. It's completely glass, cylindrical, and it runs on a vacuum-type system. It's a very, very unique design.
Wow.
So we're even looking at probably creating a business around that new design for the elevator, because it's really cool.
I think so.
I like
maybe
that,
it's something that we can discuss as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, I love real estate, and I love design too. I mean, there are specific services, there are specific types of marble that I work with. You know, there's specific types
yes.
of wood that I work with. You know,
yes.
I'm a big fan
yes.
of limestone. I like travertine too. So, but
I love travertine.
There are a lot of elements to our house in relation to design wise that I like. And from there, I just
mm-hmm.
I love real estate. I mean, you know, I think real estate's an amazing investment, you know, because I diversify with that. But obviously there's a lot of other income streams and other business streams that I do incorporate in the interior and the business of my life too.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Thank you for that. It's given people some insight of what they can do and how powerful real estate is and how they can
definitely.
Maximize. Yeah,
Absolutely. You can be as adventurous as you want. You can hook up with the right architects, right designers. I mean, what I did was I looked at magazines with really modern contemporary type homes, you know, and I got the best ideas
yes.
of everything, you know. And like, you know, like, you know how
yes.
Socrates said, you know how Socrates says the best human is all humans put together? Well, all
yes.
I basically did was find all the best designs of different houses and want it incorporated in one particular design and then come up with my own avant-garde type features, what have you. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And this is something I say to a lot of my clients or people that I'm speaking to. There are so many things you can do. People think, you know, they get a little bit intimidated by interior design or can I do that? Or they see something in a magazine and say, wow, how do they do that? Maybe they've used Photoshop, you know, the program to do what they like. But it's not. People can do, like we make the most, we create spaces. You can create, as you said, the sky's not the limit. You can do so much with interior design. Everything's possible. The elements that are available, the products that are out there, you know, if there's a product that I need that I can't find, that I can't source, and I can source anything, I get people to make for me. You know, you can always get people to make things for you if it's not available, and that's where you're taking your properties to the next level because you're making something totally different, and you're starting then a trend as well, which we've done. So, as you said, there's, you know, if you have a picture of the Jetsons or what have you, yes, you can do that. You can create that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, because I think that's the most important thing. My Greek residence, like, I mean, it's got, you know, it's got a lot of that design of the Cycladic feel, you know, like the Cycladic type colours. Yeah. But I love design. I think, I mean, it's one of the core things because you want a home that is essentially an extension of your character, you know what I mean, or your persona.
Absolutely.
And obviously it's got to be idiosyncratic to the actual respective geographical location of the property too, you know. So there's a combination, but you know, I think it's with design, it truly is a rewarding feel. It's got a lot of great intrinsic worth.
Absolutely, I totally agree. So let's have a little bit of a talk about now as well, so our listeners can find out a little bit more about you as well. Is there, because you touched on multiple streams of income earlier, and I'm not going to ask you exactly more of how you know, what your multiple streams of income are, but is there something that you would like to have the viewers research or have a look, you know, maybe cash flow effects, for example, or share lord, or, I don't know, is there something, without going into too much of it, is there something that you feel comfortable with talking about now and maybe getting
definitely.
Some people out there to research?
Absolutely. Well, the way I invest, 70% of my investments are cash flow orientated and 30% of my investments are capital growth orientated. And I think it's always important to sort of cash flow yourself up and what have you. So, you know, I have investments from property to like web, to business, to online, to even stock market, you know. But at all times, I'm always looking at stacking the odds in my favor in relation to maximizing my cash flow returns as much as possible. And what I do is then I utilize that particular cash flow, then I go back into property. And with property, I'm all about adding value to existing properties. Like, let's say if I'm buying a property in Australia, I won't look at any property unless it's circa 1890 to 1930 because I'm looking for that scarcity value, that older style, heritage type list of properties. And what I do is I restore the value because the great thing is they can't be duplicated and I'll always be an amazing investment.
Yeah.
So right now I'm buying a lot of like buildings. So for example, like a block of 8 apartments or something, or a block of 4, usually no more than 8 apartments. And then I get my team to go in there and deck it out and design it and whatever, you know, sort of gut it out and then just fit it up and just modernize it somewhat whilst keeping the heritage charm. But I'm also buying a lot of one-bedroom type dwellings because the demographics are shifting. So more people will be, less people getting married. A lot of people are contracting their lifestyles. So the one-bedrooms you can get great yields with too. So, but on the other side too, I'm building spec homes in like, you know, multi-million-dollar neighbourhoods kind of thing where the mere notion of spec homes is that that type of demographic are willing to overpay for that dream-type home, you know, and which is what I'm doing right now in the Hollywood Hills. So that'll be sold to, like, a producer. Because it's only one of those Hollywood-type parties where it's got, you know, the big rooftop terraces, the glitzy pools, and there's a maze quarters. And one thing we've just designed is we just built a subterranean car park which basically means you can have two cars drive in, and one car gets lowered, yes. and you can just choose which car you want to drive out, and it works on a conveyor belt, which
yes.
is pretty crazy, right?
Absolutely.
So, we're looking for, design. So, it's like anything in life, with the design features. Something that's very unique. I like unique things because it's unique things that yes. really stand out. And it's the unique things in our home that can basically allow you to raise the valuation of the property at all times.
Absolutely, to add some extra equity in there. And it's not something
yes,
that's difficult to do as well, to take the property to take your property to the next level, whether it's an investment property or whatever you're using the property for. It's not something that's quite difficult. It's something quite simple, and this is what we're all about, teaching people how to take it to the next level and how to maximise the equity in the property and then take that to invest in other properties. It's like a chain. People need to know that, yes, it's not that difficult to do.
And with property, if you set up to do it right, it does give you the flexibility. If you want to keep it, fine. If not, you can basically on-sell it and then, seek leveraging purposes of what you do, which is pretty much what I do with a lot of my spec homes. I just raise the ante. So after this project, I'll be looking at a property in Bel Air where you can pick up maybe 1 or 2 hectares of land and then build a big estate and have more of a French Renaissance feel, because now you're aiming at a different clientele, those who are worth $100, $200, or even $300 million, definitely.
So if we have any producers or people in the States or wherever they are in the globe and they're looking at purchasing a fabulous home, please feel free to contact Nick direct and have a look at the property.
You know what I love about it? The design aspect of it, like working with the architect, working with my design team. For me, that's what I love the most, because, I come up with the most craziest ideas, and then I ask them, great, what is available, what materials can we use, what sort of idea can we go with this room over here? Okay, let's work with this room over here. But I love it. I'm a very creative person. I'm like splash of colour, the mosaic. I'm looking for that kaleidoscopic difference. And for me, that's what I naturally gravitate towards. And I love it. I always find the time. The building part's fairly boring, but the design thing, that's my element, because,
that's fantastic. And that's what sparked me as well.
Comes to life now,
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, getting, the pops of colour and things in there. And, obviously murals, wall murals are in fashion again. They're in the trend. Yeah. So there's a lot of things out there that people need to be looking at and seeing what's available and products. And as you said earlier, when you're speaking to your design team and your architects, these are the things that people need to be following as well, and to have something different, because I can assure you, when I, not undermining anybody, but when I get invited from builders to go and have a look at their spec homes and having a look and see, there's nothing, it makes me sad, to be honest, that's the only word I can use, going through some of these properties and they're quite bland. You've just got your beige and they're all the same. Not all of them, but a lot of the properties are the same, and it makes me sad
they run a cookie cutter system and they're fairly dated, and pretty much they've hit the wall. They haven't grown in relation to splicing. I mean, think about this: would you eat bland food all your life, or would you spice up with a bit of Mexican, a bit of Greek, a bit of Italian over here, a bit of Spanish, a bit of Indian? I mean, spice it up, because people are far more cosmopolitan these days. You've got different ethnicities kind of thing. So you need to basically interact with the different cultures and bring out the best in your home. Otherwise, you've got a tasteless home, completely bland, nothing unique about it. It's basically made from the rent side value of it. You're going to get very little value out of it. So the main thing for your bank is finding unique features, whether it's a waterfall feature, whether it's a cantilevered pool where you can see the downstairs office kind of thing. Something unique about it, which then becomes the overriding element of the house, and you can run that theme, feel it congruent or what have you too,
Absolutely, I so much agree, and I'm glad that I knew that you had these thoughts of interior design, but I'm just so glad that you're now on the radio and we're getting the message out there stronger. So it's not just me saying this, it's you actually saying exactly what I've been talking about. So I thank you for that. And it's so true. We need to get more pops of colour. We need to get the vibrancy in there. We need to start new trends. It's not just, you know, doing the copycat system. People are bored of that. We have people coming to us from wherever they are across the globe saying, you know, Katerina, here are some photos. The house has just been built. I'm not happy. What can I do? You know, but it is up to the builders as well and their design team to come across with the insight and the information for the clients as well. Nick, I don't want to cut this short. It's been such a pleasure, but our time is up at the moment. I wanted to thank you so much. Is there anything you wanted to add before we finish?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first I want to thank you for like actually inviting me on your program. And also for the listeners out there, I mean, you know, better be different, you know, make a life count, you know, stand for something, otherwise you're going to settle for anything. So be unique and just, you know, always look for that bling, that wow factor, amplify your influence and just make a difference and at all times inspire. Katerina, thank you so much for your time and
thank you. It was such a pleasure and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Thanks again and have a fabulous and rewarding day.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you. Well, that was Nick Halleck, everyone. How exciting was he? I was telling you from the last show how excited I was to have him on board, to have him on the show, and it was quite a privilege to have him present to you as well and have a bit of a chat. He is humble, as he mentioned, but he's so full of life. So for those of you who have listened to the show live or whether, you know, people weren't fortunate enough and they will be listening to the replay, please take notes. Please go out and have a read of his book and implement things that we discussed today. It's certainly going to make a difference in your life. It's going to make differences in your space. And it's all about being different. It's daring to be different in your spaces, daring to be different in life itself. And as Nick mentioned earlier, the sky is not the limit. You can do anything. You just need to have the right mindset and you can do anything. So feeling very privileged and very happy that I did have Nick on the show. But on other shows, obviously, we'll be bringing you some fabulous people as well. And it is all for you. So any questions, as I've mentioned to you earlier, please feel free to call in to the show live or send me any messages across. And we're all here for you. So feeling fabulous listening to Nick. But let's move on from there. I could just keep talking about it, but we'll keep moving from there. Now, let me quickly touch on Power Up Your Property series again. I spoke briefly about it earlier. I welcome you to whoever is in Australia at the time. I welcome you to come to our launch in Melbourne on the 17th of September 2013. We'll be heading then to Brisbane and the Gold Coast and then down to Sydney. So, and then after that, obviously, we'll be moving across to the States and then heading around Europe and Asia. So you need to, what we'll be talking about, what my team and I, we'll have some fabulous speakers, as I mentioned earlier. We're really going to help you power up your property. We're going to tell you what products can you use, what are products that I know about, which I source from all over the globe. How can you access these things? Where can you find them? How are you going to get them as cheap as I get them? Now, when I say the word cheap, I don't like using the word cheap, but what I'm saying by that is how can you get them at the price that I'm getting them at? Because obviously I have huge discounts that I have access to with whatever projects that I'm working on at the time. I am an open book, so I'm going to teach you where can you find these products. What products can you use in your property that are really going to take it to the next few levels? Not just one level. Let's bounce it up. Let's take it to the next few levels. What things can you do or what can you talk to your contractors about in using different styles of properties? What sort of kitchens can you use, or should you be using? What sort of bathroom styles can you be using? One example for the bathrooms and the kitchens, you know, what other elements can you use in that? What's something that's going to give the property the wow factor, not just to make you feel great in the space, but if you're looking at selling the property or renting out the property, what's going to get you that higher leverage? What's going to help you leverage more? What's going to help you create wealth more from then on in? So there are things, for example, and I did quickly touch on these products on the last show, you know, why use walls in your bathroom? For example, I'm not talking your main walls. With your dividers, why not use a fabulous acrylic? Why not use in your kitchen or in your outdoor barbecue area, why not use some of these acrylics? Now, just to give you some inside information, the people that I deal through, and they do ship across the globe, and I'm not commissioned, I'm not telling you this, I'm not making any commissions, but I am an open book, and this is why I'm here, to tell you where you can purchase things. I deal with designer panels, so you can find them online at www.designer, which is D-E-Z-I-N-E-R, panels, panels.com.au. They have a fabulous range of 3D wall art and acrylics as well. So they have other properties there as well. So go in and have a look. They're the people that I deal with. They're inexpensive. They ship around the globe, and they're fabulous people to deal with. And they're always coming up with new elements and new things that you can use, something that's going to give the property the wow factor as well. Include pops of colour. Something else that we'll be discussing. The 2-day power up your property, or the 1-day, depending on which one you get to, it's going to be content filled. You really need to have your eyes and ears open. Our team's open books. I'll be there telling you live exactly what you need to do. How are you going to make, you know, that extra money? If you're ready to build a home or remodel your home, or you're buying a property to gut it out, as we call it, to redo it, to sell, what are the things you need to do? This, it's worth, I can't say, you know, the money for you just to come to our event, for example, you'll be saving hands down minimum $20,000 US dollars. Minimum. So things that I'll be telling you, stop wasting your money. You need to, if you're doing anything in your property, you need to stop going to all of these commercial sellers and what have you. You need to stop and listen and say, no, this hard-earned cash that I have, or whether it's borrowed from the bank, I need to spend it wisely. This is what we're all about. You need to come to these events and have a listen and take notes. We'll be telling you how to save, how to make more money, how to raise your equity, how to leverage fully. And as I said, it's not just going to be me speaking all the time. I will have some fabulous speakers in there as well. But the time that you'll be investing to come to these, you'll be saving a minimum of $20,000. Minimum $20,000. So I look forward to meeting you live and in person and in the flesh, as we say. Power Up Your Property Series, so we're starting in Melbourne, heading the east coast of Australia, September, October, and then we'll be heading to the States in December, and obviously, as I said earlier, Asia and Europe as well. So wherever you are in the globe, send me a message on Facebook on the Designer Decadence page. Ask me any questions, and if you would like me to discuss something further on the show, whether it's, you know, we have a lot of shows planned and what we'll be discussing, but ask me any questions that you need to as well as we go, and I'm more than happy to assist. So I hope to see a lot of you live and in the flesh. I had a message sent from a fabulous friend of mine who has come on through, who is a listener through Authentic You. Sandra, you know who you are. She's from the beautiful state of California in the States. She's certainly looking forward to coming on and meeting me in person and me teaching her, as well as the rest of you who are coming up to power up your property. So there are a lot of people out there that are sending me messages. Where do we go? You know, whether we're in the States, where are you coming to? Send me any questions. I am quite humble. I always answer to any messages that come through. Now, whether I don't get to them within the minute, I normally have them within the day answered. So please feel free to send anything through. Now, guys, we're running out of time. As you know, for those of you who have listened to me on other shows, I could it's all about passion. It's all about me teaching you. And if I didn't have our producer sending me saying, you know, you've got 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 6 minutes, etc., I could just keep going. It's all about passion. It's all about helping you. And I love having you listen and sending any messages and interacting. Now, next time I hope to have a few more people calling through and asking any questions live on the radio. And we're nearly done. It's sad to go, but I so much enjoy doing what I do and helping you people on the radio and what have you. So it's sad to go. Remember, go into the Lily magazine. I have a fabulous article in there. It's online. It's a free online magazine. It's all about property fashion. It's about fashion, interior design, etc. There are a lot of elements in this magazine. Go in. I'm one of the main writers in there. It's called Lily Magazine. Feel free. I have it on the Facebook page as well, but feel free to go online. You can find it on www.lifeandstyleonadime.com. And please feel free to go in and have a read of the Staging Sells Homes article that I have in there. There are a few pages there, so you can sit down and with your cup of tea or coffee or whatever you fancy to drink. Please feel free to go in and have a read and give me some feedback if you like as well. So let's keep going, and we're nearly up. I don't want to have to say goodbye, but I will say goodbye now, and I look forward to having you on our next show. Now, I'll have updates for the next show, which is in 2 weeks from today. I'll be putting those into the Facebook page, so please feel free to go in and have a look and see what the next shows will be that I'll be bringing to you. So goodbye for now. Stay fabulous. I so much am grateful to have all of you listening on to the show. And just remember, stay fabulous. I'm here to help. Any questions, send them through. And I look forward to meeting you all live at the Power Up Your Property series that we launch next month. So goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you soon. Fantastic. Bye.
Welcome to Authentic You Media, featuring today Interior Design Decadence with Katerina, interior design expert, international speaker, and entrepreneur. If you want to shortcut your journey and get interior design ideas from an open book, interior design expert Katerina is here for you. So stay tuned and feel decadent, and let's begin our interior design journey together.